We're at the punch, the tail of Govardhan. Over to this side, up on the hill, is a very beautiful Nisringadev deity. Last time we were here, we had evening kirtan just as the sun was setting up on that raised area of the temple, and it was very nice. And that's when we had our evening prasadam. So it's at least we're consistent in that regard. We're off schedule with prasadam. And quite likely, the situation will duplicate. One might wonder, why would there be a Nisringadev temple at Govardhan Hill? How does that fit together with Giri Govardhan? And for the same reason, I don't know if you visited when you were at Nandagram, but at Nandabaitak, there there's a Nisringa deity that Nanda Maharaj personally worshipped. Did you see that deity? Did you hear about that deity? Very beautiful deity of Lord Nisringadev. For the same reason, transcendental reason, that Lord Nisringadev gives protection to his devotees. Now, as we were coming down the eastern side of Govardhan Hill, there's off the distance, off in some distance, is a place called Chandra Sarovar. And that's very near the Rasa Stali of Radha and Krishna. It's that Chandra Sarovar area that Doka Dauji was observing. Now, sometimes the deity of Krishna, who is blackish, is in a white complexion. And that Doka Dauji is in a blackish complexion because he was so much absorbed in seeing Shyam Sundar in his Rasa Leela with the gopis, that his color turned blackish and his eyes are very big. So, the gopis, after the rasa dance, came here to this kund to refresh themselves. And Apsara kund on one side and Navala Kund on the other side are the places where not only they took their bath, but their transcendental ecstasy melted within these kunds. This is described by Jayadev Goswami in his Gita Govind. The mood of the gopis was at the heightened stage of their conjugal love for Krishna. And Krishna, likewise, was completely satisfied from his dancing with the gopis. And they both invested their moods of transcendental love within these kunds, and it is said that anyone who bathes in these kunds or receives drops of water from these kunds will be benedicted by that mood of transcendental love as found in the gopis and in Krishna. Also in this very place, it's described that the pastimes of Krishna with his cowherd boys as they would travel about Govardhan, from time to time Krishna would exhibit, at the request of the gopas, Krishna's forms of the principal avatars. So here, at Navalakund, Krishna exhibited these amazing transcendental forms. When we were returning yesterday evening, Chirgat, we made a stop at one place just before the road that comes off from the Delhi-Agra road coming to Vrindavan, where there's a form of Lord Vishnu. No, excuse me, it's a Garuda Govinda deity, where the cowherd boys had requested Krishna to show his form of riding on the back of Garuda. So Govinda is manifesting 10 arms, and his legs are by the side of both sides of Garuda's head. By his feet are Satyabhama and Rukmini, and he's riding Garuda. Krishna showed this form to the gopas at their request. The deity's name is Garuda Govinda, or Govinda Garuda. Very, very beautiful deity. And with special permission, the pujari pulled back Krishna's dress so you could see Garuda riding. Otherwise, you just see Garuda's head and Krishna, Govinda riding on his back. So, we'll see if Dina Bandhu, who took some pictures of the deity, if we can make them available to you. I've already promised that I'll make that picture of Krishna and Radha dancing as peacocks. So that arrangement I've already fulfilled. I've given that picture to Ashish, and we'll see if we can get one picture from Dina Bandhu of Govinda Garuda, or Garuda Govinda, for you to see. And if you remember, when we went to Vrindavan town, there's a Varaha temple, where similarly Krishna was asked by the cowherd boys to show his form of Varaha, and so Krishna showed the cowherd boys that form. And similarly here at Navalakund, this pastime was reenacted. At different times, Krishna would show different forms of himself to the cowherd boys. These pastimes are amazing, yes? What's more amazing is that the same transcendental emotion as Krishna experienced when performing these pastimes are invested in these places. And quite ordinary people like ourselves can come and become spiritually uplifted just by coming to these places and hearing of these wonderful pastimes. And as covered as we are, we can become transcendentally blessed by Krishna's performing of his pastimes. And this is one of the reasons of Krishna's performing transcendental pastimes. Krishna wants to attract the hearts and the minds of all souls back to him. So he gives teachings which can come through others than from himself. The Pritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Shaduskritam features can be in one sense performed by others than himself, but when he comes himself and performs transcendental pastimes, it's for this reason, to attract our hearts, to attract our minds, to attract our love once again to the Supreme Beloved, Lord Krishna. The next place that we are going to visit is just such a place. Punchari Lota Baba. Punchari because he's at the tail of Govardhan, and Lota Baba because he has a very special relationship with Krishna. Dinabandhu likes to explain this one, that the cowherd boys would all carry a little cowherd stick that's called a lati. But one of Krishna's cowherd boys named Baba had a very thick stick, so thick that instead of calling it a lati, it was called a lota. So he was known as Lota Baba. So when Krishna was lifting Govardhan Hill, Lota Baba was beside Krishna thinking, oh, he thinks he's lifting Govardhan Hill, but really it's my Lota stuck up in the bottom of Govardhan Hill that's lifting Govardhan Hill. Without my effort, Krishna would be finished. So Krishna knew the mind of Lota Baba, and so very slowly he started to lower Govardhan Hill with his left hand. And Lota Baba was straining and straining to hold up Govardhan Hill, but it wasn't staying up, and he could understand it was actually Krishna who was holding Govardhan Hill, not him. And another pastime, Lota Baba, on the very day that Akura was taking Krishna and Balaram from Vrindavan to Mathura, Lota Baba had prepared a very special meal for Krishna, and he wanted to invite Krishna to have lunch with him. He didn't see the whole scene in Nandagram where Akura's chariot was leaving. He only saw on the road nearby here, Krishna was passing with Balaram and Akura at the reins. And he saw Krishna and said, "Stop, stop, I prepared lunch for you and I'd like to take my meal with you. Please come to my home." And Krishna replied, "I can't come just now, but I'll come tomorrow. I'll have lunch with you tomorrow." And Lota Baba said, "Very well, but understand that I am going to be fasting and waiting for you until you return." So Krishna said, "Well, if I don't come tomorrow, then the day after tomorrow, surely I'll come." And Lota Baba gave this same response. "Very well, I'll be right here, just waiting for you to return. The day after tomorrow, I'll be right here. And I'm not going to be eating anything until you come back, so please hurry." Thank you. So Krishna extended his possible delay for one more day. The day after tomorrow, I'll come. So on the faith of Krishna's word that he would return, Lotababa, for 5,000 years, has been looking in the direction of Mathura, waiting for Krishna to return, with full faith that Krishna will come back. We read in the scriptures that in order to be successful in spiritual life, one has to have great and transcendental determination, yes? Dridhavrata. This is the term used in Bhagavad Gita. And so, Lotababa is teaching us by his example how we must be very determined to receive Krishna's favor. And one who is very determined to receive Krishna's favor, Krishna is very kind always, because Krishna is very kind. He's very loving upon his devotees, and it may seem to us we're trying to achieve something in Krishna's service, perhaps some advancement in our spiritual life, or perhaps controlling some lower urge, or perhaps doing something wonderful in Krishna's service, and we want to see some practical result in our efforts. When those situations arise in your life, think of Lotababa. We'll go to Lotababa's temple, and you can offer your prayers to Lotababa, that Lotababa be kind and show you the way of how that kind of fixed determination can be reached in your devotional service. Just in that same area is the cave of Raghava Pandit, a very, very wonderful place which takes about 45 minutes to see, and we're not going to do that, but I'll describe it to you. Some of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees had a similar practice, and that is, in order to do their chanting with complete absence of disturbance, they would find a very, very secluded place and chant in that very, very secluded place. And Raghava Pandit's secluded place was down into the ground and deep, 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 deep down and then horizontally across, and he would sit there undisturbed chanting the holy names of the Lord. Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya had a different but similar arrangement for his chanting. He set up a room inside a room, inside a house. The house walls were about 3 feet thick, and then there was a room inside that all the way around except a very small opening where the walls were 3 feet thick, and inside that was a room with walls 3 feet thick. And he did his chanting inside there every day. So perhaps you can reflect on what goes on while you're chanting the holy name each morning in your home situations. it's inspiring to see that cave of Raghava Pandit, because one person only can get down, and if you have claustrophobia, you're going to have a problem, because it's very, very tight and narrow. But this is the same Raghava Pandit that was a great lover of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the whole of Vraja. Raghava Pandit is described in Bhakti Ratnakar that he took Srinivasacharya and Narottam Das Thakur on the whole Vraj Mandal Parikrama, and in detail described each of the places of Krishna's pastimes. So while he was absorbed in the holy names of the Lord, he was also fully absorbed in the pastimes of Krishna, hearing of them, describing them, experiencing them through his transcendental devotion. So please understand what great devotees have resided in the very places where we're seated now, and just in our vicinity. We can offer our prayers to these great devotees that their spiritual advancement shows that they naturally have some great compassion, and that in their compassion, let them be compassionate upon each of us and help us to advance further on the path of spiritual life and become more fit to be servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his transcendental mission. Many, many devotees, the temple of Lotababa is one of their favorite places in Govardhan. So we'll pay our respects to Lotababa and we'll continue on Parikrama. We'll stop briefly and point out this is where the cave of Raghava Pandit is. And then in case you get lost or separated, our next place where we'll stop is Sorabhi Kund. If we move quickly and stay together, we'll probably finish. We're at halfway point, and normally Govardhan Parikrama takes about 6 hours. It's now 2:40. Add 3 hours, it's 5:40. A little bit of katha, we'll finish 6-ish. It's starting to get dark. We'll be passing through Radha Kund to get back to where the buses are. Let's stay together and try to move quickly, so we can finish this evening. How do you go?